So, in today's episode of the Movement and Mindfulness podcast, I'm going to draw an interesting parallel between my very brief hiatus from posting on social media to why we sometimes feel like quitting before we've even gotten ahead with our movement habits that we're trying to build, maybe doing yoga more often or making it to that class. So stay tuned for that. Hi, and welcome to the Movement and Mindfulness podcast with me, Erica Webb of Erica Webb Yoga and Pilates. In this podcast, I, along with my guests, will explore what it means to move as an act of self-kindness and self-discovery. We'll look at the ways movement, mindset, and mindfulness support us to be and do the things we so desire in the world. I truly believe that movement has the ability to expand our capacity to show up for the things that are important to us. And I'm here to help you embrace the idea of movement as a powerful tool for wellness, rather than just another thing you think you should be doing. I'm thrilled you're here. Let's do this. Okay, so what can my brief social media hiatus teach us about that kind of desire that we often have to kind of like throw in the towel when we've feel like we've proven to ourselves that we're not cut out for whatever it is that we're trying to do? So let's just say that you've kind of made this commitment that you're going to show up to this new yoga class, or you're going to start using the videos in that membership that you're a part of, or you're going to start walking every day, or whatever it is. And then you don't. We've all been there. We all do it. We get to that point where we're like, oh, well, done, right? And we throw in the towel. We walk away from that goal. Now, what happened over the weekend was, for the first time since March last year, 2020, I got away. And in fact, it would have been well and truly before March, but, you know, anyway. Like everyone on the planet, couldn't get away for a really long time and just got away for the weekend. This weekend passed. And we went to my favourite place, which is by the river. My husband's been sort of taking me there since we got together at 18 years old. So it's been 20 years going to this same town, really small town by the river, and it is honestly my favorite place. I love it so much. Just being on the water, what we water ski and we just kind of chill in the water and by the river. Anyway, while we were there, I decided, I don't even think it was such a conscious choice, I just didn't post on social media. I had nothing really to say. I didn't really make the time or the space to, you know, take the photo or write the caption and do all that sort of stuff. I decided to take a proper break. And that is potentially insignificant, right? Like, social media is just social media, but it is a big part of what I do. It's a big part of my business. It's a big part of the way that I serve people. I think of posting as being an act of service where people can, you know, get these little hints and tips and bursts of inspiration to help them move better and move well and move often, and to be kind to themselves. So it's a big part of what I do, and I feel very committed to this sort of daily posting that I do. So to take a few days off did feel significant, even if, you know, in the grand scheme of life, you know, it's not. But what I noticed is that I started having those same sorts of thoughts that we have when, you know, we don't go for that walk, or we don't show up to that yoga class, or yet again, we don't put that video on that we said we were going to do. Those thoughts of, oh my goodness, maybe I've got nothing left to say on social media. Maybe I have nothing more to post. Maybe I'll never post again. Maybe this is it for me. Maybe it's going to be too hard to start. Maybe I don't have time. Maybe I'm out of inspiration. Maybe I'm out of motivation. All of these thoughts, pretty automatic, popped up into my head. And to look at them from an objective point of view from the outside, that sounds pretty crazy, right? Like, it's just posting on social media. You'll do it again. Just because you didn't do it for 3 days or 5 days or 5 months doesn't mean that you're incapable of doing that. And I think everybody listening would agree with that. It's just a fact. It doesn't mean it's impossible to do it again. You just didn't do it for that period of time. And yet, why do we think that showing up for our yoga or going for that walk or sitting down to meditate, how is that any different? Why, when we miss those things, do we take that all or nothing approach and decide we're just not cut out for it? It's not any different, but we put a very special kind of significance on our you know, not showing upness, on our failing or our perceived failing, and we make it mean more than it has to mean. And we make it sort of, or we allow it really to derail our goal. And our goal is really something that we're moving towards, like a feeling that we're moving towards, that desire to feel stronger, that desire to feel more capable, that desire to feel more flexible, more calm, less tense, all of those things. That's what doing the yoga or going for the walk, that's what we are trying to move towards. And yet we look at the sort of more specific goal of just showing up for that class or just showing up for that walk or, you know, being consistent, and we look at our failing there and we make it mean that we're incapable of doing that thing, forgetting that the goal is just to keep moving towards the way that we want to feel. And the truth is that as humans, we are going to have times where we don't choose in the direction of what we want. We don't choose in the direction of how we feel. You know, when it comes to a movement class, there will be days where you simply choose to keep watching Netflix instead of doing the class. You will make that choice. I make that choice. And then there'll be other days where, despite having no motivation to do it and feeling tired and, you know, feeling time poor, you will make the space, you will make the time to go and do that class because it moves you towards the way you want to feel. And in that day, that is what you choose. Just like for a few days, I chose not to post on social media. It didn't mean that I was incapable of it. I simply made a choice. And there's nothing more, you know, like there's nothing more deeper to this story. It's really just offering you a parallel because I hope that you can see and hear how silly it is really to suggest that missing 3 or 4 or 5 days or 6 weeks or even 12 months of posting on social media means that I'm not capable of it. When we depersonalize it like that, it's social media, right? Like it's not an inherent skill or lack of skill. It's just something that I chose to do or not to do. It's something I chose to make time for or not to make time for. And our movement is the same. Your past failings, and I want to put failings in inverted commas because you didn't really fail, you just made a choice. Your past failings are not something that has to hold you in that sort of holding pattern. You don't have to stay where you are. You can choose that, you know what, tomorrow I am showing up for that class. Tomorrow I am putting on that video. It doesn't matter that I didn't show up for 3 weeks. It didn't matter that I didn't show up for 4 months. I'm showing up now. And we just keep making that choice. Just like I make that choice every time I post on social media or not. It's something interesting that our human brains do, where we very much have this all or nothing default. And that's okay. Like that's just our brains. So when we know that that's going to be our default, we can catch those thoughts as they come up and be like, wow, isn't that interesting? I missed a week of my yoga classes and now I think that I'm failing. I think I'm done. I think my, you know, career as a yoga participant is over. And we can kind of just be like, no, that's not true. I choose not to buy into that thought. We do not have to believe everything that pops up into our head. So that's it. A short one from me today. I just wanted to share that parallel because it was one that really struck me as being quite sort of profound in its simplicity. So I'd love to know what you think. I'd love to know if that helps you to sort of see the choice, I guess, that you have every day. It's a choice that doesn't have to be a punishment, right? Because we can move well, we can move often simply because we're choosing to move in the direction of how we want to feel. End of story. It doesn't make you a good person. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just means that you're moving towards the way that you want to feel. So come and share with me over on Instagram where I am posting again, because amazingly, I didn't run out of things to say. I didn't, you know, I wasn't incapable of posting again. Shock, horror. So come and share with me. I would love to hear from you. You'll find me at Erica Webb Yoga. And as a quick reminder as well, coming up on the 4th of March, which is a Thursday, at 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time, so Melbourne time, I am running a free workshop. It's going to be probably a 90-minute workshop all about somatics and why that might be the missing piece of your persistent tension puzzle. So if you have been dealing with persistent tension, if you find that, you know, you've got these tense shoulders or hips or back and your yoga practice or your stretching isn't really giving you the relief that you want, come and join me for this workshop. We're going to talk about how somatics can help. We're going to do a physical practice together as well. So it's going to be a nice little combination of theory and practice, because I think it's really important to understand why we do what we do. So come and join me for that. You'll find the link to join me in my bio. Not my bio. I did this last week too, in the show notes or in my bio if you go over to Instagram. And if you're listening to this after March the 4th, still head to the show notes and click on the link. That will take you to, the ability to grab the replay as well. I am being really open with the fact that there is nothing that you will be able to buy at the end of the workshop. I have nothing to sell you. It is simply an opportunity to share this modality that I love with you. So if you are interested, sign on up at the link in the show notes. I will be back next week with a special guest talking all about how mindful movement and mindfulness can support our creative endeavors. So I will look forward to talking to you next week. Bye. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of the Movement and Mindfulness Podcast. I hope you loved it. And if you did, maybe share it with a friend who would love it too. And I'd also be so grateful if you'd take the time to subscribe, rate, and review the show. It makes such a difference to get that feedback. And if you're over on social media, why not come and find me? You'll find me at Erica Webb Yoga on both Instagram and Facebook. And over on my website, you'll find access to some free resources, including free classes that will help you to move well, feel well, and most importantly, move with kindness. Over there, you'll also find more information about joining me inside the Mindful Movement Virtual Studio, which is my home of kind movement, yoga, Pilates, and somatics to help you move well, feel well, and all with kindness. Until next time, I hope you're having a great day. I'll talk to you again soon.